flicker of hesitation came to Marvin's face, and Han knew Marvin had nothing better than a pure sabacc, perhaps even a negative sabacc. Either score beat Han's absolute zero, but Han wasn't playing his hand anymore. Now he was playing Marvin, and he was pretty sure he was winning. Han peeked at his chip cards again, then locked the value of his hand at zero by pushing all three cards into the stasis field.
"I want to ask Jedi Sorak, the real one, a question."
Han turned to glance out the viewport, which opened onto a dusty black plain so perfectly flat and unblemished by impact craters that it had to have been created by an advanced species of sentience.
"I want to know if this place is sitting on the Mortis monolith."
Kratheus's power body hissed and tilted forward.
"Do we look like the ones to you, Captain Solo?"
"Not really,"
Han said, looking away to think. The Krefs had clearly had plenty of time to interrogate O'Hali about her mission as a quest knight, so it came as no surprise to hear Kratheus refer to the ones. What Han did find surprising was that the Krefs didn't seem to care that they might have built Base Prime on the Mortis monolith. Han was no expert on force nexuses, but he knew enough to realize that locating a lab on top of such a place of power would be like erecting a house on top of a live volcano to take advantage of the free heat. Which was not to say that the Krefs hadn't done exactly that, of course. They were just arrogant enough to think they could exploit something like the Mortis monolith and manage dangers they could not even perceive. Or maybe Han was misreading the situation entirely. Maybe Kratheus wasn't concerned because he already knew this wasn't Mortis. There was only one way to find out. Han turned back to Marvid.
"But that's my raise. If you want to know who blasted Mama, you have to let me ask O'Hali if this is Mortis."
Marvid's only response was to turn his gaze to the next player in the betting rotation. Ditto. She used the force to raise her chip cards so she could peek at their values, then let her gaze drift to her trembling hands. She closed one eye, as though trying to imagine what she would be able to see if the other became disabled by pain. Then checked her cards again. Han could tell that she had, at best, a mediocre hand. But Ditto didn't fold easy. Not until the last chip card had been dealt, when there was no longer any chance of being saved by a last-minute shift. Finally, Ditto looked up.
I called the bet."
"Of course you do,"
Marvid sneered. He directed his attention to Bardoon.
"I believe the bet is to you."
A veil of dusky anger passed over Bardoon's face. The same tell Han had seen half a dozen times before. And Han knew Bardoon's hand was not a good one. But that didn't mean he would fold easily. Han put a confident smirk on his face, then looked away, as though he were trying to hide his expression.